have some of the finest shotguns in the world. They're used for sporting events like trap shooting and trap shooting championships of the United States and the world. You also have skeet shooting, which is done from two houses. And the guy, when he calls for his bird, the clay pigeon is thrown out there, two of them at one time. And then you learn to get one coming out of each house. And then it's a lot of fun to try and get, with one shot, get both of your birds as they cross the line of fire with each other. That can be done, and then we have some shooters that can do it, but they must be very, very good. We have men that train their sons and daughters to in the sport and the hunting field, sports field, how to shoot birds on the wing, how to shoot clay pigeons, and really I prefer shooting the clay pigeon, as it gives you the same thrill, it gives you the same idea of knowing what you can do with a gun, and you may never need or have to use one, but it's a nice thing to know how to use if you need it, and if you have one to use. Most of these guns were designed for home defense of your ones like you hunt with, and also your handguns. Your handguns is the thing that you hear a lot of controversy on today, but a handgun can kill you, used by someone else with the intentions of doing so, or you can use that gun to protect your life and the life of your family also.
Dave, what kind of conclusion do you think weapons have played in the history of America and the world as a whole?
Well, I think the conclusion that I would reach on that, Richard, would be that weapons have advanced so far since they came into being. And first the bow and arrow, of course, and then the gun came in, or rifle, and pistols came in over and above the bow and arrow, and then some of your high-powered full automatic and semi-automatic weapons have come in after that. So the conclusion that I would reach would be that if we had not had the necessary weapons to defend ourselves, we would not be a nation as we are today.
Okay, thank you for that interview, Dave.